Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf, and flying solo at the moment. We're trying to track down Mike Wilson as he is somewhere in Arizona, not quite sure where, but we're trying to track him down. And if we do, super. If not, that's okay too, because Dorfman's got you covered in every way, shape, and form. I ain't worried about anything. Tons to talk about in the sports world. The Yankees are going back to the World Series. It's been a while, so, you know, interesting, and I guess kudos to them. I'm not a huge Yankee guy myself, but kudos to them. They do get it done. Mets and Dodgers going at it one more time, and Dodgers will probably get it done, and we will have exactly what we thought we were going to have, which would be Yankees and Dodgers, but interesting how we got there, I guess, is really the way I'd put it. And lots going on in college football. Craziness on that football field. Just insanity. Georgia, they kind of reestablished themselves, if you will. Texas had everything in their power to go out there and make the most of a great situation at home. But Georgia doesn't like to be underdogs, and when they're underdogs, you can expect to get the best out of them, and that's what you got from them on Saturday. Pretty impressive. And then, obviously, NFL action going on right now on the other side of the pond. Jacksonville and the Patriots, and Jacksonville gets a huge play right before the half to end that, so they're up 22-10 coming into the third. We'll keep you posted. Tons to talk about in the sports world. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'll be right back. Keep it close.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, flying solo. I don't mind. I'll be honest with you, man. I like to preach. So you can get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at me on the X thing. It's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. And speaking of real, like I said, Jacksonville playing New England right now on the other side of the pond. In the third quarter, Jacksonville up 22-10, and they are driving right now. So Jacksonville's been a disaster all year. And I guess when you get an opportunity to have another 1-5 team on your slate, which that is the New England Patriots, you're feeling pretty good about yourself when you're the Jacksonville Jaguars, because you're not beating many other teams this year. But right now, Trevor Lawrence looking very efficient, looking pretty good. And actually, I was pretty vocal about him a week ago, saying, look, I think this guy is lost on a football field. And I don't think that if you beat the Patriots that cures that. Don't get me wrong. However, you got to start somewhere too, right? So you get a win here, you stack it up, you feel a little bit better about yourself, feel a little bit better about your team. I don't know if playoffs are even on the mind of anybody right now. You just got to try to win some football games. That's ultimately what you're trying to do. All right, so I do want to talk a little bit about Major League Baseball for just a moment here. Usually have my professor of sports, John Poulter, to talk to us, but has other arrangements today, which totally acceptable. Yankees win 5-2 that in the final game. So 4-1 for the series. And ultimately, they were just the better team. And I know that there wasn't much separation between them in the regular season. It was two games, and it's maybe could have been a game or a game and a half because Cleveland didn't play a game at the end of the year because of weather or whatever happened. So ultimately, the Yankees really put together one hell of a season. Like, they really, really did. And when you think about over the last couple few seasons, it has not been good. It's been a disaster. It hasn't been Yankee-like. And they do it this year where they get back to the World Series. I give them credit, man. I give Aaron Boone credit, a guy that's been taking a lot of heat. I mean, you're in that market. You know you're going to take a lot of heat. But I really think he's handled it extremely well over time. And where are they now? They're back in the World Series. You know, that's another thing when I think about it. You know, we live in such a reactionary world in all these sports now. When it doesn't happen immediately, we want to change. And when you're expected to do stuff and it doesn't happen, you also take the brunt of that. So in a weird way, I'm going to give the Yankees some credit. Like, they could have absolutely said, you know, enough is enough. And we're going to move on from Aaron Boone because he hasn't won yet. It's not happening soon enough. They stuck with him. They're now in the World Series. So kudos to the New York Yankees. Getting it done 4-1. That's a gentleman's sweep. That's beating a team relatively easily. Dodgers Dodgers 3-2 right now against the Mets, and the Mets were so hot. And they've cooled off a little bit. And then people were all over the Dodgers saying, like, we're terrible, we stink, we're gonna lose this. But that's Dodger fan in general. Everybody going after Rob Roberts, thinking like he's gone, he's got to leave, he's no good. They're one game away from going back to the World Series. And their pitching isn't what it's been. But they do have to get by the Mets later on today. And they have a great opportunity to do it in front of their own crowd, in front of their own people. So you don't have to go back. Actually, you wouldn't go back. You'd stay there for the last two. But either way, the Dodgers want to win today. Because if it's 3-3, things get a little tighter. But there is that opportunity for the Mets to win, and we still have our chance and our opportunity at that Subway Series, too. So, like, that is weighing heavily on my mind a little bit. Because I wouldn't mind seeing it. It's been so long. And the Mets have been relatively magical in the postseason. They're going to need some more of that magic against the Dodgers later on. So, we're down to 3. Because the Yankees are there. They're waiting to see if it's the Mets or if it's the Dodgers. And again, if you're the Dodgers, I think you want to win right away. I don't think you're trying to lose. Like, don't get me wrong. But I also know that pressure mounts. Pressure keeps building. And when pressure keeps building and you don't respond to it the way that you should, or the way that you want to, I should say, and all of a sudden things get really tight, well, all of a sudden Mama Mo can switch to the other way. And things that spiral take place. Like, you know, when you look at some of the plays that happened in the Cleveland Yankees series, that pop-up fly, infield fly. How does that guy not make that play? You know, weird things happen. I get it. I understand. I really do. But that was beyond weird. That was bizarre. And that to me is something that you're saying to yourself, how in the world did that just happen? You're playing the Yankees. There's all that mystique and aura. And the ghosts and the goblins come out from the woodwork. We're close to Halloween. I guess that's okay right now. But the truth is you got to go out there and you got to grab it. When you have the opportunity, you got to take it. You got to rise to that occasion. And the Dodgers have that opportunity in front of them later on. So we're going to find out who wants this a little bit more. And the Mets are going to pull everything they can out of the woodwork. They're going to play a little small ball. They're going to try to advance runners. They're going to play some interesting pitching guys and do some weird stuff. We all know this. That's the craziest thing about Major League Baseball these days. Guys are going four innings and they're getting praised. If you go five, you're a world beater, man. What happened to the days of dudes throwing nine innings and leaving it literally all out there on the field, man? We just don't see it that often anymore. So, yeah, I just think, Dodgers, you got to step up. You got to take this opportunity. You got to grab it. Because if you don't, and you go 3-3, and you have a sudden death game, as we all know, anything can happen. And most of the time it does. Speaking of that, I hear the music. Got to take that pause for the cause. I will. Going to take a break. Jacksonville did get a field goal, 25-10, over the New England Patriots right now. Keep it posted. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with me here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got me, Andy Dorf, flying solo at the moment, trying to track down this guy, Mike Wilson, but he's elusive. Sometimes you can, sometimes you can't. It is okay. I ain't mad at him. 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. You can always get at me on the X thing. It's Dorf on Sports. Get at me on Facebook, Dorf on Sports. Get at me on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, I'm going to run through some real college football scores for you. Oregon really took care of business. 35-0 over Purdue. I don't think any of us are really all that shocked and or surprised about that. We know they're a good football team. We know that. BYU beats Oklahoma State. That was an interesting game. Obviously a barn burner. 38-35 is the final there. Georgia wins big over Texas. It was 30-15, but I don't even know if it was that close. Just being honest. Georgia goes up 23-0. Then Texas does score. They get the two-point conversion as well. They make it 23-8. Then they get another touchdown. They have a couple opportunities later to kind of make things closer. Don't really do it. Georgia just looked like Georgia. I'll be honest. Georgia looked like a team that had a loss, and they were pretty upset about it, and they wanted to reflex their muscles. Speaking of reflexing some muscles, holy cow, we've tracked down Mr. Elusive himself. We've got none other than Mike Wilson joining the program. Mike Wilson, good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm good, and I'm going to have to agree with you wholeheartedly about Georgia, man. Georgia last night just looked like they told Texas we're not taking another loss last night. I mean, that defense for Georgia was flying around, and Texas just didn't seem like they had anything last night, and it didn't matter who they played at quarterback, but Georgia looked good. Georgia looked good last night for sure.
Yeah, Miami pulls it off over Louisville, and that was up and down, my friend. That's a track meet. And Miami's been...
That was fun.
Yeah, Miami's been lucky, though, a couple times already. Like, you know, when you think about it, they've been lucky a couple few times already. Tennessee gets Alabama. And my question for you here, bro, is how much trouble do you think Alabama is in now that they've got the two losses? Tennessee has one loss. But I don't think they can afford any more losses. And I know that they're losing to quality football teams. Like, don't get me wrong. But
right.
There's other teams out there that are chomping at the bit and they want an opportunity here. What do you think about Alabama having a second loss? And again, you know, every week in the SEC, it's a tough week. So like there's no freebies, man. That they lost to frickin' Vanderbilt for crying out loud, right? Like so there's no freebies, man. So how much trouble is Alabama in for real?
Alabama can't lose anymore. And, you know, if Kalen DeBoer thought that he had some pressure at Washington, they haven't had Alabama hasn't had two losses in the conference like this in a very long time. So I'm sure the heat is certainly dialed up on Kalen DeBoer. But, yeah, Alabama – can't have any more losses. Otherwise, they're going to be on the outside looking in on the playoff. There are some people that think that a three-loss SEC team get in, and I just don't see it. you know, especially when you lose to a Vanderbilt, you know, that certainly doesn't look good. But Alabama certainly has put themselves in a bind if their goal is to get to the college football playoff and play for a national championship.
Yeah, going to be a little bit of a challenge, a struggle for them. LSU, they continue to play pretty solid football. They win 34-10. Iowa State hangs on and beats UCF, and I don't think UCF was all that happy about a late call pass interference that happened in that game and gave Iowa State, obviously, an opportunity to go down there and punch one in. I don't think they were too happy about that, but it is what it is. Clemson wins. They beat Virginia. That's an ACC team that will most likely be in that college playoff. Notre Dame wins. They beat Georgia Tech. They're probably going to get in. They've rebounded pretty nicely. I got to give Notre Dame some credit. Texas A&M, they win 34-24. Nebraska gets manhandled by Indiana. How good is Indiana, Mike Wilson?
Boy, you would think from putting what they put 56 on the board yesterday. It's hard to say. Like, I want to say that they have some talent there. I mean, I know that place was sold out for like the first time in forever there in Bloomington. You know, Nebraska's not playing up to snuff what everybody thought they were going to be. But still, when you put 56 points on the board, that's an impressive amount of points and shows that you have some offensive firepower. Let me see where we can gauge in Indiana, say against an Oregon or even a Ohio State, you know, those kind of teams, and kind of get a real gauge in terms of who they are and what they are. But needless to say, it was impressive what they did yesterday.
Yeah, remainder of their schedule looks something like this, Mike Wilson. They've got Washington coming up. They've got Michigan State. Then they play Michigan. Then they play Ohio State. And then they finish out with Purdue. So they're not gonna get an opportunity to look at Oregon this year. But they do have to get through Ohio State. And they do have to get through Michigan. And Michigan is down. So
right.
Quite frankly, I think it puts a lot potentially on that Ohio State game later on in the season, which happens, I believe, right around Thanksgiving. So that'll be the real test, and quite frankly, that game will be, in all honesty, man, that game's going to be more important to Indiana than it is for Ohio State with playoff implications. If Indiana keeps going on the trajectory that they're on, right now they're 16 in the country, and if they keep moving up, which you would assume that they will, or hold their ground, and Ohio State stays where they are for the most part, there's basically no way that Ohio State will be knocked out. You understand what I'm saying, right? And that can only help Indiana potentially get themselves into a playoff, which I don't think anyone in their right mind would have ever thought that Indiana potentially could be in the college playoff. Am I correct?
No. Oh, you are absolutely correct with that. Andy, who did you say their next two games were against? There's a Michigan State game, and who else?
Well, they got Washington next. Washington is up next.
You got it. Okay, so you got the Dogs next, and then you got... Okay, those are two winnable games.
It's Washington and then Michigan State. So and then they have Michigan and Ohio State back to back. Finish up with Purdue. So
right,
I think realistically, they go 3-2, probably at worst, or 3-3 because they do have six games left. So at worst, they're going 3-3, which, based on how they've played this season, I think that would be underachieving to a certain degree. So I think you can beat Washington because that's a home game. I think you can beat Michigan State because Michigan State's not all that great. Then you have Michigan at home. I think that is another winnable game. So I got them potentially 10-0 going into the Ohio State game, and they play at Ohio State. So I think that that is a very, very difficult, daunting task to go to Ohio State to beat them. But other than that, I look at their schedule, and I think they could, they should be 10-0 going into that game potentially, Mike.
Well, absolutely, yeah. I mean, now knowing the schedule that they have, kind of going into that Ohio State game, yeah. If they're not, like you said, if they're not 10-0 going into that Buckeye game, then yeah, you have underachieved because Washington's not Washington this year. You don't have to play Oregon. You get Michigan. You said they get Michigan at home. They got Michigan State, which I'm all for Indiana beat the you-know-what out of Michigan State and Jonathan Smith for obvious reasons. But, they absolutely should be 10-0, and it would be almost surprising if they weren't 10-0 going into Ohio State.
All right, question for you, because this is getting interesting to a certain degree. Army and Navy both undefeated.
Yep.
Both in the top 25, my friend. Any chance in hell that we could see either one of those two teams playing for the national championship in that top 12?
In that top 12, my head says no. My heart says yes. Because if they keep, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they keep doing, either one of those teams keeps doing what they're doing, it's going to be, I think it'll be very difficult for the college football playoff committee to say no to Army or no to Navy, and kind of look themselves in the mirror with any sort of credibility. You kind of get what I'm saying. I mean, it is awesome what you're seeing out of the military academies, what they're doing this year. It makes that Army Navy game just so much more special if they can go to that game ranked.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, I hear the music. We got to take that pause for the cause. We'll do that. We'll come back on the other side. You know what, bro? We may have to talk some NBA hoops because it starts right around the corner on the 23rd of October. I can't believe it. Let's take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Everybody, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson with me now. Andy Dorf, you could be with us as well. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion. For myself, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, we're coming up to an interesting point in this football game, Mike. Jacksonville is up 25-10. It's 4th-and-1, and they're going for it when I don't understand why you would do that, and you just kick a field goal to make this a 3-score game. Yeah, man, I don't know. I'm not a rocket scientist, bro, but when you don't get that and they didn't get it, and now you give a team a little bit of hope and faith and belief. I don't. Can you explain this one to me, bro? Because it doesn't make sense. I'm sorry. It just it makes zero sense to me. The more I watch this, the more I'm getting angry and upset about it. I'm not even kidding. Okay, like, dude, what in the hell were they just thinking? It's 25-10, and you can't. Make a field goal, you make it a 3-score game. You leave it. You leave the points off the board, and this is still a 2-score game. I'm sorry, bro, but you got to tell me where in the hell the analytics tell you to go for this one, because if they do, the analytics should absolutely be thrown in the frickin' garbage, okay? No, I'm serious, man. Like,
I know, because No, it is, because we see it every year with these coaches, and it doesn't matter, dude, if it's college or pro, or even you know, if you're watching a high school game, you got these coaches that want to go for it instead of taking the points, and you look at the circumstances, you're like, why are you going kick the field goal? You kick the field goal, you're in the second quarter, just take the points, put the points on the board, let your defense play defense, let your defensive guys do their job, and you kind of take it from there. Like, sometimes these coaches get so out of whack with all these analytics, and at the end of the day, you and I are, I mean, like you said, you know, it just frustrates you, and you just kind of shake your head and you go, how did these guys get a job? Like, you know, how are they keeping their jobs? You know, the last couple of years, we complained about the Charger coach when he was there, the former Charger coach, because Brandon, he would do all sorts of this.
Good old Brandon Staley?
Staley, there we go, yeah. And you and I, it was almost like a weekly thing. I remember you or I would either go, are you kidding me? What's this guy doing? Or we would text each other and be like, this guy's an idiot. Like,
just take the points. I don't know what's wrong with just taking the points. Like you said, make it a three-possession game. Go play some defense. Your team's played fairly well the whole game. You're up by three scores now. Go play football. Just go play. And yeah. if you blow the lead, that's on you guys. But at the same time, you're sitting there going, it's not for a lack of trying to get points.
Yeah.
You know, I would never want to be a coach that got accused of, well, he's not going after the points, or he's playing analytics all the time. Analytics can be, like you said, thrown out and shoved up somewhere where the sun don't shine too much, and depending on the situation. And Andy, I swear to you, some of these coaches, they are very bad coaches situationally, and this could be one of those situations.
Yeah, this is game management, if you ask me, and it was poorly managed. Yeah. And here's how it'll happen. If, and again, this is a big if, because we're talking about the New England Patriots, okay? If the Patriots are able to go down and score a touchdown, right, and they wind up going for the two-point conversion, and they get the two-point conversion, well, then Jacksonville starts feeling pressure, and all of a sudden, you never know, they could start to squirm a little bit, and you open the door for New England to tie this thing and potentially win this game, where they have absolutely no chance in hell if you kick that field goal. I'm sorry. It's like time runs out, you know, but in a two-possession game versus a three-possession game, you have time. Whatever, man. That was a bonehead play, and I think that ultimately they just feel like New England just can't get the job done. Otherwise, why in the hell do you do what they just did? Okay, let's move on, and let's try to take a little break from that. NBA hoops, bro. It's right around the corner, okay? Like, dude, I feel like this might be the earliest start ever, other than, like, the year that we had the weird year where we went from the bubble ball right to basketball again. You know, like, so
it was like a two-month
October
break, right?
Yeah, October 23rd is the opening night of NBA hoops. And your Boston Celtics, in a weird way, man, I think they're in an excellent position to go and repeat. So kudos to them for obviously keeping their roster intact, and they have all the pieces to the puzzle that they need. They just got to go out there and continue to play very solid and execute basketball the way that they know that they can. Well, there you go. A big play from the Patriots right there. And now they're kind of driving. They're to the 50-yard line, and there's a little bit over 9 minutes to play in this game. So we'll keep you posted. But I do like your Boston Celtics a lot. And I like my Milwaukee Bucks because they're a little under the radar. And it's interesting to hear. Well, but it's also very interesting to hear the conversation. I'm listening to a lot of NBA insiders these days. And another big play from the New England Patriots. So, yeah, looking like that bonehead field goal opportunity that they should have taken is absolutely going to come back to bite these guys in the you-know-what. Okay, so I like it because they're under the radar a little bit, first and foremost. But second of all, I think that year one with Dame there was a disaster. Like, let's just keep it real, bro. There was no continuity. Yeah, it was just bad. Like, everything was bad about it. But you've had an off season. You've had some time to kind of let things play out, and you did make some adjustments in the off season. Brought in some guys that I do think fit into what you're doing really well there in Milwaukee. And you also have Doc Rivers, who now has the whole year, has a little bit of history with the second half of the season from last year. And now you can really make the argument, well, oh, wow, I thought that was a pick, but it wasn't a pick. But ultimately, I think you have everything in place now for you to go out there and be successful. I think the first year together, it just, look, Dame was going through a divorce. The Bucks were going through five coaches. Like, it just wasn't meant to be. So I think now that they've had that time, Dame's in great shape from everything that I've seen and heard. He really worked hard this offseason. And I think that the two-man game with he and Giannis should absolutely grow and mature this season. And we should see what that looks like to the best of its ability, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. You know, all the teams that had all the noise in the offseason were the Knicks and Philly, right? In the East, anyways. And so I don't worry about Philly because at some point he's even kind of injured right now. And so is Paul George. So yeah. Philly to me, I don't look at Philly, you know, if I'm a Celtics fan and I am, I don't take them too seriously right now because it's just like, well, show me you can stay healthy. And then I might believe all this talk come out. So, like, New York, okay. Yeah, New York certainly improved, you know, their roster. Milwaukee is still that team, Andy, for me, if I'm approaching this from a fan standpoint, that can beat Boston and can win the East. They have size. We're not going to have Porzingis until I've heard somewhere between Christmas and the All-Star break. Now, it could be sooner, but it'll be interesting to see how Boston kind of does that without Porzingis. I mean, Boston didn't have Porzingis for, you know, going into the playoffs, and he got injured during the playoffs and stuff. So Porzingis, to me, for Boston is kind of, he's the unicorn. Like, he does everything. And when he's in there, we have rim protection. We got matchup problems big time and pick and rolls and stuff. But Milwaukee with Dame and Giannis and the rest of them, they got shooters, they got size. They can cause problems for a team like Boston. You know, but it's certainly going to be interesting in the East. The East certainly got better last year. You know, people want to make a big deal out of, you know, Boston played pretty well in the preseason. Well, they should have. They got everybody back. They spent the money for sure to get everybody back. So they should play pretty well. And let's face it, Tatum and Drew and Derek White, there really wasn't an off season for them. I mean, they maybe got a month off kind of deal. So they're already kind of loose and ready to go. But I'm telling you, Andy, like I would not be shocked if the Eastern Conference Finals again was Boston and Milwaukee, just because I look at Milwaukee having a 1-2 punch, but they also have size. They got other shooters. They're going to make life tough for the rest of the East.
Right. So quick question for you.
Sure.
How do you feel about the potential? Like you already mentioned, you know, Philadelphia, the situation where guys might not be healthy enough. New York and Minnesota made a pretty good swap. So how does that swap help both of those teams? Randall going to Minnesota and Towns going to New York. I've already seen a little bit with New York how that looks, because honestly, I like Karl Anthony Towns on the New York Knicks. I think it opens the floor up a lot more for them. So to me, I think the spacing is really, really could be interesting. We got to take a break, so I'll give you a moment to think about it during the break, and then we'll wrap this conversation up before hour number two, which we know is all about the NFL, baby. Keep it close, everybody. He'd be Mike Wilson. I'd be Andy Dorf. And by the way, they did score that touchdown, Mike, but They did not get the two-point conversion, so they are down by two scores still. Jacksonville may luck out somehow, some way. We got to take a pause for the cause. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. This moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time this hour here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and you can join us, people, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Alright, speaking of real, looks like Jacksonville will wind up pulling this thing out. 25-16, 5 minutes and 30 seconds, and the clock is running. They do have the ball. They've got a first down. They just got to kind of continue to grind this thing out. Okay, but I did ask you something before the break, and I want to get your thought real quick because hour two is all about the NFL. Karl-Anthony Towns and John Randall switch teams. How much do you think that that's going to help both of those teams out?
Well, look, I mean, with Minnesota, I mean, everything now just absolutely goes through Anthony Edwards. Randall's not a scrub. Like, people want to make this guy out to be a scrub. He's not a scrub. He's going to be a good complement to Ant. You know, Ant's that wing player. He's a slasher, driver, dunker. I mean, he might be the best in-game dunker we have right now in the NBA with Anthony Edwards, him and Jaylen Brown. But I think it'll be a nice compliment handle there. It'll be someone different. He's a left-hander. That's a little different as well. But for New York, you know, look, you kind of took what I was going to say a little bit, and you talked about spacing with New York and, you know, Brunson and now Cat. And they have OG, they re-signed him, I'm going to be kind of, I'm going to be kind of honest with that. I was kind of surprised that New York re-signed him because the contract, everybody knew was going to be huge. And it was a question of, did they have enough money? New York stepping up and spending money. And you know, well, and we all know Brunson took a major, he took a cut could do some of that. So I think it's going to be great with Cat there. Yep.
Gotta take a break. Hour one's in the books. Hour two on the horizon. All about the NFL. Keep it close, baby. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going. With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. The Yankees are one win away from going into the World Series and securing their spot. In Game 4, the Yankees won against the Guardians 8-6. They now lead that series 3-1. The Los Angeles Dodgers fell to the Mets. That final score, 12-6 in Game 5. The Dodgers still lead the series 3-2 going into Game 6. College football week 8 is rolling on. The final yesterday against Oregon and Purdue, 35-0. Oregon is currently ranked number 2. And BYU remains undefeated. BYU scoring 38 points against Oklahoma State, who scored 35. BYU is currently 13 and won that game off of a last minute touchdown. Big games today for week 8 of college football also include number 7 Alabama going against number 11 Tennessee, and Texas number 1 going against Georgia number 5. On the court, the WNBA Finals Game 4 happened last night. The Lynx tied the series 2-2, Lynx winning against the Liberty 82-80. Game 5 heads back to New York, and we will see if the New York Liberty can get their first title in franchise history. Week 7 of the NFL is going to be nothing but interesting, with a bunch of trades happening and a Super Bowl rematch. But also, Tom Brady officially becomes part owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. He still remains a Fox broadcaster, but now with some restrictions. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Sports Grid Radio presents Legends of the Fall.
Game 7 of the 2001 World Series. Diamondbacks left fielder Luis Gonzalez sends home the game-winning run versus Yankees closer Mariano Rivera in what is considered the greatest World Series of all time.
Floater, center field, the Diamondbacks are world champions.
That's the danger in bringing the infield in with a guy like Rivera on the mound.
For Sports Grid Radio, I'm Mike Demergis.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. It's NFL Week 7, and our Play of the Week record holds steady at 4-1-1 as we got a push on the Washington Commanders last Sunday, plus 7, at the Baltimore Ravens. For the second week in a row, it was chalk city in the NFL, so luck was perhaps on our side taking the dog, and line shopping was a skill as there were 6.5s out there. Looking at the Week 7 card, again, there wasn't a whole lot to choose from. In a division game, Cleveland plus 6 over Cincinnati was a possibility, as I still think there is something wrong with Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow, and has been all season. The problem in this game is I also don't think, I know, there is something wrong with Deshaun Watson, and I just can't trust him. But that was my runner-up pick. Too many people are camped out on the Lions, by the way. They are truly the definition of a public dog, garnering 80% of the wagers in this contest, but the line is holding steady at +1.5 or 2 at the Vikings, so I'll pass there. So let's play the Sunday night game. If you're a golfer, can you relate to this? You have that driver in your bag, and it's been there probably 2 years too long, and the ball just seems dead when you hit your tee shots. Well, that describes the Jets' Aaron Rodgers. I've seen enough of a sample size of his play to know that he looks old, worn, frustrated, and sometimes just plain disinterested. He's been blessed with a solid defense and was given an early Christmas present with the arrival of now ex-Raider Devontae Adams, who had been camped out on the unable-to-play list but is somehow ready to go this Sunday night. I don't care who the quarterback is for Pittsburgh, their defense is in the top eight with the Jets, and they will keep Aaron Rodgers frustrated. Take the Steelers +2. Sports in 60 x2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, 1/3 of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And 1/3 of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'd be Andy Dorf. You got Mike Wilson as well. And hour two is here, baby, all about the NFL. And there's a game going on right now. 25-16 is the score right now. Jacksonville on top. New England does have the ball, but they're backed up against it. Third down and 12 or so, something like that, and just going to be a difficult task for them. But a little bit of drama because Jacksonville probably could have closed the game out about 7 minutes ago but decided to go for it. And, well, they didn't get it and kind of opened up the opportunity. But, again, New England just not that great of a football team. But tons of games to talk about. Week 7 is here, Mike Wilson. Tons of storylines once again. Tons of big games. New guys in new places. The Jets and Devontae Adams have a marriage. And I think the one that went under the radar is Amari Cooper going to the Bills. I think that's relatively big. Yep. But it's hour two, baby. NFL talk, brother. How excited are you?
Well, hey, you know, it's Steelers of the Sunday night game. We got Chiefs and Niners, Lions and Vikings, Texans, Packers. We got some games today, bro.
Yeah, two teams still undefeated, too. Kansas City and Minnesota. Maybe both of them go down today. Who knows? We'll see. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll wrap about the NFL, baby. Week 7, it's upon us. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now.
Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and we could have you at 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, speaking of real, brother. Okay, so the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to get by. They're going to win this game. And it's not because they played so well. It's because the Patriots are truly that bad.
Not bad.
It's okay, though. It's all right. All right, so let me run through the games real quickly. Seattle playing the Falcons. That's an interesting game, but I think one team is trending one way and the other team is trending the other way. And I think you know how I'm going with that. The Falcons trending up, Seattle trending down a little bit. Titans playing the Bills. Okay, so a couple interesting things with this game. Obviously, Amari Cooper now part of the Bills, which I think is great for Josh Allen, who has looked really good this season without a number one wide receiver. Well, they got one, and this guy's a playmaker. But then on the other side of the ball, I don't know how big of a deal this is or not, Mike, but Calvin Ridley is disappointed that he's not getting looked at enough. So I'll be interested to see if they start going to him a lot earlier in games. I don't know if it's going to make a big deal or not. And especially when you're playing the Bills today, I don't know if it makes a big difference there. Bengals playing the Browns. You know, look, sometimes you get lucky with the schedule. The Bengals are really not that good of a football team, but this is a great opportunity for them to continue to get on their winning ways. We all know they start out slow, but they're not playing very well. But you're playing a Browns team that doesn't have much of a running game, and now they just got rid of their number one wide receiver. I think it spells a lot of doom for them, to be honest with you. This is one of the better games of the day I'm going to talk to you about next. Texans playing the Packers, because you have two really intriguing, exciting quarterbacks, obviously C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love. Dolphins playing the Colts. I don't think that there's a lot of intrigue there, except for the Colts. They seem to get it done with whoever's at quarterback for them. So I'll give Joe Flacco credit, because this guy's still able to sling it, which is insane. Another potential game of the day coming up here, brother. Lions playing the Vikings. Vikings are undefeated. Yep. Lions are supposed to be the team to beat in the division. So this is an interesting game. And look for Jefferson to go off, because dude goes nuts against the Lions every single time he plays them. It's crazy. The Eagles play the Giants. And, you know, in most cases, you'd be like, well, the Eagles are going to win this game easily. But they're not that good either. However, Saquon Barkley getting an opportunity to go up against his old team, I think that that will be something that is to watch a little bit in that football game. But I don't trust the Eagles as far as I can throw them. And I got two bad knees, Mike. I'm probably not throwing anybody. Raiders playing the Rams. Again, this isn't all that great of a game, because now the Raiders don't have Devontae Adams anymore. The Rams don't have much of their guys either. But I think the Rams will probably get this one done. Panthers playing the Commanders, baby. This is all about Jaden Daniels and the show that he puts on. I think it could be a long day for the Panthers. Chiefs and 49ers, that another potential game of the week or game of the day. Could the Chiefs get their first loss in Santa Clara? I don't know. We'll find out. Jets playing the Steelers. The Steelers' defense is absolutely nails. It's awesome. But what the hell is Mike T doing, bro? I can't figure this out, okay? I'm having trouble. I'm really having trouble, because you and I both kind of like Justin Fields, and it's not that we like him. How's this? We like his skill set. I think that's better, better way to put it. Yeah. We like his skill set, and his skill set is probably what the Steelers need more so than what Russ is going to bring them. Because let's face it, dude, the Steelers, their weapons aren't, they're not spectacular by any means. So the dimension that Justin Fields adds by being able to run and create things, I think that's a dimension that they could be lacking big time. I don't know what's going on with Mike Tomlin thinking about making this switch when things are going pretty well. You're in first place. The Jets have Devontae Adams now to throw to. And I know that I wrote this thing on Twitter, or whatever the heck it's called, the X thing. Okay. I wrote this thing on X about 6 days before it actually happened. I said, watch, Devontae Adams is going to the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers is going to get what he wants, and we're going to continue to hear Aaron Rodgers bitch and moan and complain about everything else besides himself and his poor play. Well, 6 days later, that came to fruition, and it happened. But they're going up against the Steelers the first time around, and Aaron Rodgers was getting knocked around like a pinball the last time I watched him play on TV. I mean, bro, sometimes the juice is just not worth the squeeze. But with that being said, this was a last-ditch effort, man. Like, this is it. You've gotten this guy anything and everything he's ever asked you for. And if this Devontae Adams thing doesn't work out, look, man.
Oh, yeah.
I think, you know, all bets are off. And you know what? The Jets are going to be in a terrible position that guess who put him in for the next decade? That's Aaron Rodgers. He is, honestly, my friend, he is what we call a team destroyer. Literally a team destroyer. A guy that asks you for everything, doesn't ever have enough, and when it goes bad and you've given him everything possible, it's still somebody else's fault. It's bizarre, it's crazy, but he's been able to brainwash every single organization that he's ever been at, Mike. It's crazy.
Oh, like, here's the other thing. He looks old, and he's playing kind of old. He's not, you know, obviously he's not the same that he was maybe just 5 and 6 years ago, but he's a chemistry killer. He's absolutely a chemistry killer. I mean, he got Robert Saleh unemployed. Let's face it. Like, I don't think it's any other way than A-Rod didn't want him there. And, you know, it was kind of interesting when they signed Rodgers anyways, because Saleh's a defensive guy. He's not an offensive young offensive guru or anything like that. So it was kind of shocking that they even, a defensive guy signed Aaron Rodgers. And because I don't think Saleh was the problem. I think A-Rod's the problem. I think that offensive line's the problem. I think the offensive coordinator in Hackett is part of the problem as well. For all the great stuff that A-Rod's done during his career, his legacy right now is taking a hit because of all this. And if, you're exactly right, Andy. If this doesn't go well with Devontae Adams, I can see those fans in New York and the media in New York just going, let's get rid of A-Rod. Like, we're done with him, kind of thing. So, it'll be interesting for sure to see what happens tonight against the Steelers. And you know, I'm sure they've schemed up T.J. Watt, trying to keep T.J. Watt off of A-Rod's backside. And Cam and all those guys, they're going to be coming at him. So it'll be interesting.
Absolutely. A couple good games on Monday, too. Ravens, Buccaneers, and then the Chargers and the Cardinals, too. So we'll get through all of it, man. We're going to continue to break down the NFL. Week 7 is here, baby. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Everybody, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, and we do have a final score to tell you about. First of all, Thursday, the Broncos go to New Orleans. Sean Payton, in his return, gets it done 33-10, and then we just saw the Jaguars get it done 32-16 over the Patriots. You know what? I'm relatively impressed with Bo Nix, and I just got to ask you. I think Jaden Daniels right now is probably leading the way, but is it fair to say it goes Jaden Daniels, it goes Caleb Williams, and then it goes Bo Nix? Is that pretty fair right now, Mike?
Oh, it's absolutely fair. For me, you know, when those quarterbacks were selected in the draft last spring, I thought initially right off the jump, I was like Bo Nix ended up in the best situation. I mean, because that coach is looking for his next Drew Brees. You know, Sean Payton, you know, he may have his next Drew Brees in Bo Nix. And let's face it, you know, Bo Nix has played a lot of football, a lot of practices, a lot of snaps, a lot of big games, either at Auburn or at Oregon. He had plenty of big game experience. He's calm in the pocket. He doesn't have a cannon of an arm, but he can push it downfield. He can get it downfield all right. So, you know, even though he's a duck, Andy, for me, I was like, Bo Nix could be the rookie of the year out of this. When I first saw where everybody went, obviously you're right now that Jaden Daniels is leading the way. Caleb's starting to play a lot better for the Bears. But yeah, don't sleep on Bo Nix. Bo Nix is a smart, intelligent guy. He's played a lot of football, a lot of big games. There's not going to be too much that, like, he's going to sit there and be intimidated by, you know, maybe other than, you know, he's a rookie in the NFL right now. But he's just as good, you know, or he's getting there just like Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams.
All right, let's break down a few of these different quarterback matchups. So let's start with the Green Bay Packers and the Texans. C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love. Packers are 4-2. Texans are 5-1. I think the sky's the limit for both of these teams. I'm not even gonna lie. I think they're both like teams that they both could be there in the end. With that being said, who do you think needs the game more today, and who do you think has the better game, CJ or Jordan?
Well, my initial thought is that Jordan's going to have the better game. They're at home. They're at Lambeau. And when you're young, like Love is, and when you're young, like Stroud is, you typically tend to play better at home because, you know, it's just a lot more comfortable playing at home. You wake up in your own bed, all that kind of stuff. The usual routine is kind of the usual routine. But Stroud's no scrub. He's won games on the road. But I think today, I think Love's just going to play better because he's at home.
Okay. I like what you're saying. I think that C.J. Stroud is one of those guys that when push comes to shove, I trust that guy to make the right play. And if there's one thing I'm noticing about Jordan this year is some of these passes, they're off. He's not right. Hitting like he was the second half of the season last year. And I know he's still coming back from that injury a little bit. I look at this kind of game as somewhat of a barometer test to kind of see where the Green Bay Packers are right now. The Texans are a good football team. Like, we would not be shocked or surprised with whoever wins this football game. Like, realistically, I'm not even kidding. You know, a lot of matchups you're looking at, like, that should be a win. This, to me, is a game that literally could go either way, Mike. It really could. And I know the Packers are a 5-point spread. But Jordan's been a little off this year. I don't think he's totally hit on all full cylinders. So I look at this as a measuring stick type game where we say to ourselves, okay, if you can go out there and execute against the Texans, well, maybe we got something here. So to me, that's a huge, huge thing with this football game. But let's go to another one. Lions and Vikings, okay? Jared Goff. Sam Darnold, okay? I haven't been all that high on Sam Darnold. However, this year, he seems to be playing much, much better. And look, I'm one of those guys that, like you, I know you know this as well as I do. Guys are good with certain systems. And when you know how to use a guy's skill set and you maximize it, well, sometimes it looks really, really good and dynamic out there on the football field. And I think that's what's going on right now for the Vikings. We saw a couple few times against the Jets where Sam Darnold kind of, you know, went backwards a little bit to a certain degree. They were able to pull the game out and all that, but do you trust either one of those guys, to be honest with you, Jared Goff or Sam Darnold? And then also, Vikings are 5-0. And if they can get this victory, I think that separates them, you know, a little bit in this division. So with that being said, I think I know where my head is. I think this is a bigger game for the Detroit Lions than the Minnesota Vikings because the Detroit Lions are supposed to be the best team in our division. Who do you think this game means more to?
Oh, you know what? I would give the slight edge to Detroit because, you know, in terms of division lead and how many games behind you are, they're a game behind. So they want to pull even, obviously, with Minnesota. But look, if you're Minnesota, you want to send a message. Every division game is a message game. And when you are playing, you know, Minnesota's playing Detroit, the team, like you said, was picked to, you know, win the NFC North. So it's one of those things where you can make an argument that this game is just as big for one team as it is the other. But, you know, a gun to my head kind of thing, I would certainly say this, the importance is slightly larger for Detroit, simply because they are behind in the standings, and this can pick them up a game or pull them even with the division leader.
Yeah, I mean, it's, to me, this game is huge for Detroit in the sense of you're supposed to be the team that everybody right. is trying to beat. And quite frankly, man, I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, honestly, I don't know right now. I don't know who to trust in the NFC. I'll be honest with you, man. Like, come on, bro. Like, when you look at all the teams, right? Philadelphia isn't who they've been for a couple of years ago. And ever since they lost that Super Bowl game, I feel like they haven't been who they are. Do we believe in the Commanders? Like, really? Do we really believe in a rookie led team? You look at the NFC, like, again, is it Detroit? Is it Green Bay? Is it Minnesota? Is it even frickin' Chicago at this point? Like, we don't know who, right. who really is the true best team in that division. In the NFC South, is it Atlanta? Is it Tampa? Like, both of those teams are pretty good. Carolina, New Orleans, I think they're both out of the mix. In the NFC West, bro, obviously, we think it's San Francisco, but when the hell is Christian McCaffrey ever going to get his butt back out on the field? And with that being said, I got to go out on a limb, and I'm going to say, you know what? I in a weird way, dude, I feel bad for Brock Purdy right now because he's actually playing better than he ever has, but they're 3-3, and it doesn't look all that pretty from week to week. That's another one I wanted to ask you about. Patrick Mahomes and Brock Purdy going at it. Who needs this game more? The Chiefs are undefeated, and they've already separated themselves. This game is huge for the 49ers, but I don't know if they've got enough to get by them, especially after the Chiefs are coming off of their bye week.
Right, exactly. And that, you stole my thunder there, Dorfman, with all this. You know, I take a look, and San Francisco is like a 2-point favorite, and I'm like, how? Like, what? On what planet are they a 2-point favorite? I expect the Chiefs to go in there, and I expect the Chiefs to come out with like a 10-point, 2-touchdown win. Like, I just do, because McCaffrey, to me, in terms of what San Francisco and what Shanahan, the head coach, likes to do, McCaffrey's a huge part of that. And, you know, when he's not out there, it is a different team. Granted, they still got weapons and Ayuk and Debo and Kittle and, you know, all those guys. But to me, McCaffrey stirs that drink, man. He just does. And so we'll see what happens today. But, you know, if you're asking me, you know, these two teams, it's the Chiefs all day for me.
All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll do what we do. It's called going through the games and giving you our analysis as to what we think may or may not happen. Keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect? Please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply. Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack your Columbia Performance fishing gear for protection against the sun, wind, and rain. Columbia PFG apparel and footwear offers superior innovation and features, which allows you to focus on your catch and not the elements. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. At this time, we go through all of the games and we decide what we may think happens throughout the course of the day. Just to give you a quick heads up, Mike, on my first two picks of the week, I do have them correct. I got the Thursday night game right, and I did get the early game today, correct, I had Jacksonville beating the New England Patriots. Okay, so let's run through the rest of the games on the day. Seattle playing the Falcons. Again, earlier in the conversation when we were talking about this game, I said to you there's one team trending in one direction and there's another team trending in a different direction. The Falcons, I think, are on the rise. I think Seattle is on the decline. I do think this is going to be a very good football game. I am going to give an edge to the Falcons, though, and I'm going to say that the Falcons get this done at home, and they continue their winning ways, and it's between them and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who have a really tough game on Monday night against the Ravens. I don't say it's a must-win game, but you got to stay neck and neck, right? I got the Falcons winning this one, my friend.
No, I got the Falcons winning. Yeah, no, I got the Falcons winning this game as well for the exact same reasons you just kind of put in. You got two teams going kind of opposite ways. I'm going to go with the team. You got to go with the team that's trending up, and I'll go with the Falcons today.
Titans playing the Bills. I alluded to it earlier. We know the big splash was Devontae Adams going to the Jets and reuniting with Aaron Rodgers. I think the one that's under the radar, like a lot of people, Amari Cooper going to the Bills and giving Josh Allen a legitimate number one wide receiver who, in all honesty, we don't hear a lot of noise about Amari Cooper other than that he's a really good route runner and everything is pretty positive about him as a football player. The Titans are just – they're not really good. It is what it is.
Right.
This to me is the Bills Mafia going absolutely berserko. I got the Bills all day, bro. And I think Amari Cooper is a beautiful addition for Josh Allen in Buffalo.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great addition for Josh Allen and stuff in Buffalo. You know, look, the Titans are starting Mason Rudolph. That's all you need to say. So I got Bills Mafia. Like this, if they don't win by like 18 to 20, 21 points, 24 points, I'd be shocked.
Can they go get Joe Flacco from the Colts real quick? I mean, come on, bro. Look, they don't believe in Will Levis anymore. They're giving up on him. Come on now. All right, Bengals playing the Browns. Look, the Browns have like no weapons at all. The Bengals have struggled immensely, and it's so crazy like how the schedule works out, because they start out absolutely atrocious every year. Then we start having these questions about Joey Big Game, and then people are talking about his wrist and saying, we've never seen this kind of injury before, and how bad and how much of a problem is this going to be for his future of his career, and this and that and the other. Slow the frick down, okay? They always start out slow. They're the Bengals. They're going to figure it out, and a lot of it has to do with the schedule. And you see the Browns on their schedule, and you're very excited about that opportunity. I got Joey Big Game Burrow going into Cleveland and saying, you know what? We're going to win this football game, and there's nothing you can do about it. I'm taking the Bengals, bro.
Yeah, I'm taking the Bengals in the Battle of Ohio today for sure. The Browns are just bad, like you said. Like, it's just a bad situation in Cleveland for sure.
Texans and the Packers, you know, every week I don't take the Packers, they win. Every week I take the Packers, they lose. They're tough for me to figure out, but makes kind of sense because they're 4-2 on the year. So a couple times I've been wrong, 4 times I've been right, maybe 3 times, who the heck knows, whatever it is. But I got to think this is somewhat of a statement game for the Green Bay Packers. I have the Green Bay Packers winning at home against the Texans. I'm taking Jordan Love and my Green Bay Packers.
You know what? Just for the sake of being contrarian, I'm going to take the Texans and see if they get a road win in Lambeau.
All right, that's fair enough. Because I know why you said that, because the next game is abysmal for you, and that's your Miami Dolphins. They're going to the Colts to play them. Yeah. Joey Flacco, the guy just wins. I'm sorry, say what you want, but Joey Flacco gets it done. I like the Colts today. I think they get a nice victory at home. The spread is very close, so I'm somewhat shocked at the line, but hey, I'll take the Colts at home to get it done against a Dolphin team that is obviously so injured and so banged up that I don't even know who the heck they're throwing out there. So I'm going to take the Colts.
Oh, I'm going to take the Colts all day. I just want the Dolphins to get their hands on Cam Ward. That's all I'm hoping for right now.
Lions playing the Vikings. This is a big game, man. It's a really big game. I'm going with the Lions because I just feel like sooner or later, Sam Darnold is going to turn into Sam Darnold to a certain degree. We saw a little bit of the start against the Jets. The Jets just weren't a good enough football team. I don't know if they'll be a good enough football team at any point this season. But I do think that the Lions have a ton of offense. And somehow, some way, you got to stop Jefferson on the other side for the Vikings. I think you do that by getting pressure on Sam Darnold, which is a little bit more difficult now that Hutch is no longer able to play for the Lions. I feel bad for them for that. I truly do. But somebody else is going to have to step up. Somebody else is going to have to make plays. I'm going to take the Lions, and I think this is a shootout, my friend. And I think it's one of those games, whoever has the ball last could wind up winning. I'm going to take the Lions to get it done on the road in a somewhat comfortable environment there in Minnesota.
Oh, I'm going to take the Lions as well. This is just seems, Andy, like it's one of those games. Things are going well in Minnesota until they're not, right? And Detroit, like you said, has the offense. They have the personnel to win this game. And, you know, it's a division game, division lead game kind of type of deal. I'm going to take Detroit.
Yeah. Eagles playing the Giants. Now, you would really think that the Eagles should win this game easily, okay? But
right.
The Giants, I don't know what it is. They do play hard, and they're playing at home where they have not won a game yet. Sooner or later, they're going to win a game. I've got the Eagles winning this game, but I'll tell you what, in my pick'ems, bro, it says that they're a 90% chance to win this game. I'm telling you right now, I have them very, very low on my point total because I do not trust the Philadelphia Eagles, Jalen Hurts. I don't trust any of them. Saquon Barkley made a mistake early in the year that seems like that momentum has kind of stuck around a little bit with them, where that ball bounced off of his arm when they could have sealed the game and then they wind up giving Atlanta that football game. I'm taking the Eagles, but I'll tell you what, my friend, I would not be shocked or surprised if somehow, some way, the Giants wind up winning this game.
I'm going to take the Giants just for that reason. You know, there's always a game or two a week, right, that kind of surprise you a little bit. I think this is that game. I think the Giants get it done at home, even though the motivation for Saquon will certainly be there. I just think the Giants somehow get this done by like a field goal.
Raiders playing the Rams. The Raiders are they're having a fire sale, bro. Like for real. Sooner or later, Max Crosby's probably going to be gone too. I like the Rams. I think at home, I would take Matty Stafford and whoever he's throwing to today to beat the Raiders. Tutu Atwell hopefully has a good game because I got him on my fantasy team. But I'm going to take the Rams at home today.
No, I'm going to take the Rams at home today, even though they're kind of still beat up a little bit on the back end of their defense. I'm still going to take the Rams at home.
Panthers playing the Co-Commanders, baby. The Jaden Daniels show. I love watching this kid play. He is electric. Right. He's fun. He's a men among boy. He's a natural born leader. I got the Commanders, man, as the surprise shock team of the season. I'm going to say they continue their winning ways, and this should be a fun game against the Panthers. I like the Commanders.
No, I'm going to take the Commanders as well. I think Jaden Daniels gets his team to 5-2, and the Panthers they're just playing for the number one pick in the draft at this point. But I got the Commanders.
Chiefs and 49ers, I think you and I are going to be on the same page here. I think the lack of the 49ers running game, I think the lack of their creativity on offense in general. We know how the defense of the Chiefs is. They're coming off of a bye week, man. I don't see them losing. I'm sorry. I just don't see it happening. I got the Chiefs winning this one. It might be a good game and all, but I think the Chiefs squeak it out.
I think the Chiefs win by like a touchdown today. Yeah, I just don't see it. This is a statement game for the Chiefs. I mean, it's a statement game either way for either team, but, you know, Mahomes understands what the statement would be with something like this. Yes.
Jets and Steelers going at it, obviously. Hold on a sec here. What happened here to my – I think I just made a little swap, and it changed these things out on me pretty good. Look, okay, so I look at the I look at the next game, Jets playing the Steelers, okay? Wow, right? The Steelers, I just wonder what the heck is going on to a certain degree with what they're doing. So with that being said, I'm going to take the Steelers, and they might wind up playing two quarterbacks. I don't know what happens. Seriously, they may wind up playing two quarterbacks if it goes bad for Russ, which I don't know if I like the experiment at all. I don't know why you mess with something that's winning. So with that being said, I'll take the Steelers, but I think this is a one to watch. I really do.
I think this is going to be kind of a fun game to watch. I got the Steelers winning by a field goal. That's about it. I think that defense is going to show up and get to A-Rod today.
All right, a couple quick ones here. Ravens, Buccaneers, Chargers, Cardinals. I'm going to take the Buccaneers at home against the Ravens on Monday night, and I'm going to take the Chargers against the Cardinals here in Phoenix, Arizona. What say you?
I'm going to take the Ravens, and I'm going to take the Chargers.
All right, we got through the games, baby. We come back with what we do. It's called Parting Shots. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Welcome back for the final time here today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. And Obviously, get at us a couple few different ways. People on the X thing for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's The Real Dorf on Sports there. All right, brother. Parting shot time. You are up.
Well, look, I got two parting shots. One, it's week 7 NFL, man. Let's go. Let's see what we got going today for all these games. There's some great games. I'm just excited for week 7. And two, hey, we are a game away from having kind of a World Series, kind of old school with Yankees and Dodgers, East Coast versus West Coast, the whole thing. I kind of hope it ends up being Dodgers and Yankees. I don't need a Subway Series. I don't think the ratings for that would be all that great. But East Coast, West Coast, let's go, Dodgers. Finish them off.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, bro, we all kind of predicted that you, John, myself, that it would be the Dodgers playing the Yankees. However, we thought it would be pretty cool to have a Subway Series. I will say this, if the Mets can somehow get it done game 6, you know what, man, pressure bust pipes. You just never know. We'll know that later on today, obviously. But and then all the talk about the Dodgers and how they failed and all this and that and their fans, will that'll start coming out like crazy. But just for drama's sake, in all honesty, I wouldn't mind the Mets winning and getting it done. It'd be kind of cool in that sense. All right, my parting shot is this, baby. Jordan Love, today is a big day, man. You got C.J. Stroud coming into your house. Show him what's up. Show him who is the true better player at this point in your career. Let's go out and get a big, big victory in Green Bay. For Mike Wilson and Robert on the other side, I'm the Dorf. Peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody. Have a wonderful day watching football.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen,
concludes
our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.